We're doing a long thing today.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a long thing.
Yeah, we're doing a long thing, and we're reviewing the Abu Dhabi GP and the whole F1 season, and we're going to check out who won in 2016 and who lost by the end of this, because there are a lot of losers on the grid and also winners. So let's start.
Yep.
This is the F1 show on 6.0 Radio. We're available on YouTube, Audioboom, iTunes. Please check us out more.
And obviously Twitter.
Yeah, that's my personal thing. So let's cut the music and let's get to the show. Right. So Abu Dhabi GP. Not a very, very entertaining race. It had the first corner mashup again by Max Verstappen. But the race came alive somewhere around the end, from lap 10 onwards. Lewis Hamilton, who finished first, backed Nico Rosberg up into the clutches of Sebastian Vettel. Vettel didn't bite. The fellow German said he didn't like Lewis's dirty tricks. To which I have to say, multi-21 Sebastian. Remember that? And then Sebastian Vettel finished third. And then came Max Verstappen, followed by Ricciardo from Red Bull. Max Verstappen hit Nico Hülkenberg on the first lap, spun out, went up to last, and then came back and finished pretty high up at fourth. Great strategy by Red Bull. Great strategy.
That, although I would like to ask if Max listens to strategy.
He does. However, Ricciardo didn't get that same strategy. Little controversy over there. Then came Kimi Raikkonen, who actually was racing at third position at a point in time, P3 to P6. And he blamed his Pirellis for that. So, damn those Pirellis. I agree with him. Hülkenberg for Force India finished seventh for his last race for Force India, followed by Perez. And these both kept fighting all throughout the race, trying to finish one up on each other.
So everybody was racing everybody.
Well, yes, sort of. Because Massa was trying to get Perez by the end, and he couldn't close the gap. Bad for Williams again. And then, talking about everybody was racing everybody, Alonso came in 10th, who didn't seem to be racing anybody. So now let's get down to the controversy. Okay, because we have a whole lot of winners and losers on this season. So, winners, Nico Rosberg.
Yep, he won and he went out on top.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. Because Nico Rosberg won the race, won the championship. He became the second father-son pair to win the championship. Keke, his father, and then now Nico Rosberg. The first were Graham and Damon Hill. That was even before my time. Okay. So, but Team Lewis Hamilton, hashtag Lewis Hamilton, Team LH, well, they didn't, including the BBC, don't think Nico Rosberg deserves this championship.
Didn't he win it on the basis of points?
Yes, that's where he deserves this championship. But tonight came out, yesterday, we all heard that he just retired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he retired. That was day before, I think. Well, how does it matter? This anyway is not going to go out on the same date. But so he retired, but how does he not deserve the championship?
You have to defend it.
Well, still, he won it.
Yeah, well, he won it. He deserves the championship. But is he a deserving champion? Because it took him 10 years to win this championship. All right, Lewis is on a different level. But it took him 10 years to get this championship. And now he just retired.
So on that same note, James Hunt is not a champion because he never defended it against Niki Lauda. I mean, First of all, this is kind of reminiscent of the same thing. Just the Britishers stuck around and then German left.
Hey, I'm just playing devil's advocate. For me, Nico Rosberg is the champion. And I wished he was racing more. I would get to see him for another season.
I mean, if anything, the rivalry is hotter now. I mean, since he won the championship, it would be great to see if he can win it again. But, well, he doesn't want to. He went out on top.
Okay. So, you think he's a deserving champ?
Yeah, obviously. He won it.
So do I. Okay. Speaking of losers, Danny Kvyat.
Yeah.
He lost a seat from Red Bull. And I don't know whether he'll get another seat for Toro Rosso next season.
Well, he should. He wasn't underperforming in Toro Rosso, was he? I'm sorry.
Carlos Sainz was beating him at every corner. almost every race. Carlos Sainz was beating him. Although, yeah, the car was not made for him. It was an old Ferrari engine. But I do think he was underperforming. And he just lost a seat from Red Bull. And Max has that shut down.
Yeah, Max has that shut down completely. You know, Danny's never getting back to Red Bull, but... why would he lose his Toro Rosso seat? As you
because
said,
Toro Rosso is a driver development team for Red Bull. Okay, like Mercedes drivers come from sister Mercedes teams like Williams and Force India. Mm-hmm. So Toro Rosso is a driver development team. And there are other guys like Carlos Sainz who are up there. And he's been demoted. So I don't know where he ends up.
I hope with a better drive. I would just say one thing. Red Bull or Toro Rosso never designed a car for Danny Kvyat. I mean, we have talked about this repeatedly.
No, they did. But was the Max Verstappen car.
But Danny mostly complained that the car wasn't as per, you know, what he would like and what he would want.
Yeah, but Max performed on the first go in his car.
And yeah, well.
Then on. Okay. Jolyon Palmer, the Renault driver. Ooh, I think he'll... even Kevin Magnussen, because Nico Hülkenberg is moving to Renault, either of them could lose their seats. Okay, so Jolyon Palmer, doesn't look good for him. Kevin Magnussen, well, doesn't look good for him either. They both could be losing seats. Okay, then I would say Lewis Hamilton, I think he's a big loser.
Oh, yeah. He's the biggest loser in this, but... to be honest, his car did blow out in a race. He did have
not only that. I don't think he. Okay, fine. His racecraft is awesome and come a little here. Yeah. So his racecraft is awesome and everything. Yes, he did. He did have a whole lot of bad luck.
Yeah.
But damn it, the way he handled it.
Well, he did come out in support of Rosberg.
Too late.
Well, obviously, Lewis has always been like that.
No, because after the race, they asked him. Well, and he's going like, I lost this. I didn't lose the race. I didn't lose the championship because I was underperforming. Blah blah blah. Whiny.
That's how Lewis always is when he loses. But
he's not a good loser.
Never has been. I don't put that on the guy. Look, if the guy showed that he was a mature loser in the past, then maybe you could say something like, you know, you're being rude to Rosberg or something like that. But he never did show that trait in him. He's not a good sports person. He's a good racer.
He's a great sportsman. Because, okay, taking your argument, Martin Brundle said in defense of Lewis Hamilton, show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser.
Sebastian Vettel.
Shut up. Okay. For a minute, shut up. No, Sebastian is a horrible loser. But I'll come back to that. Okay. But I would say, lighten up. The season is over. The world championship has been decided. Stop cribbing and crying. You did that for more than half of the season. It lost him a lot of fans.
I really can't say about that, but, well, being a Lewis Hamilton fan, I am still a Lewis Hamilton fan. I mean, I kind of peg that down as his character, because that is his character in a certain way. He is always a sore loser, and it's also fun to see that. It's kind of fun to hear, see the, you know, when the race finishes and Nico's come first and Lewis has come second, and, you know, Nico and Lewis, but in this race, Nico came second, Lewis came first, but Nico's the champion. And they go into the back room and that cold, you know, kind of thing between them. Yeah, and the person who came in third every time just standing there laughing and looking at both of them. That's kind of the fun about it. I mean, these guys are really going out hard.
Yeah, but the season was over. Come on. Didn't we hate it when Lewis passed, last season, Lewis passed Rosberg the hat and Rosberg threw it at him?
No, I didn't hate it. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't like Rosberg's demeanor. But Lewis shouldn't have passed the hat either. It's fun. All right. So, okay. Here's the thing. Let me show you something. Let me put this on screen, I hope I can.
Your voice is dead.
Yeah, let me try and put this on screen. Because this is quite self-explanatory. Because Lewis Hamilton facing Mercedes sack after twice ignoring orders in Abu Dhabi decider. Mercedes didn't like his antics when he backed Rosberg up.
To that, I would say...
And they considered his behavior unsportsmanly and they are looking at disciplining him. Okay. Having said that, now Nico Rosberg has retired.
Yeah, I was about to ask, who else will you take, Mercedes?
Yeah. So Nico Rosberg has retired. So Lewis, this order has just gone off the window.
Yep, this disciplining act might just go out the window.
So...
Or they could always hire Seb.
No, Seb is under contract. Stop going on the Vettel bandwagon. Stop for a minute. Okay. Alonso has been linked to it because the FN Supremo, former FN Supremo, Bernie Ecclestone, is looking at putting Alonso in the Mercedes team. I don't know how he's going to manage that, but he's looking over there. Speaking of McLaren, big loser, Ron Dennis. This season, he got fired.
Yep.
Yeah. And speaking of McLaren, let's get into the midfield teams. Winners, Force India.
Yep.
Finished at 173 points.
Came in fourth.
Yeah. And they got a great hashtag going on, Field the Fourth.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Feel the fourth.
I think that Vijay Mallya holding up those champagne glasses and the whole team holding...
Yeah, that was a beautiful picture there.
Didn't you find it a bit weird?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's Mallya. You kind of expect that out of Mallya.
But the whole Force India team? Yeah, well...
Well, we here in India always see him with a whole lot of chicks. At least this time he was with a whole lot of guys. I mean, there's that.
But there was liquor involved.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Duh. They came in fourth.
Yeah. Loser, Williams.
Oh, yeah.
At 138 points. And they lost their position to Force India. Okay. Another big loser is McLaren. This is a world championship team. They fired Ron Dennis. They finished at 76 points. Toro Rosso, with their outdated Ferrari engine. That must have burned.
But as you said, if they are a driver development team, does Red Bull even want to give them, you know, something like that?
Here's what happens. Like, they're at 63 points. The more points you have, the lower the buy-in for the next year is. So that money goes into developing your car.
So economically, it'll be a very good idea to give the car better gear.
Yes. That's why every team wants to finish up. Hmm. Like, 173 points means... Force India will get a whole lot of, will have a whole lot more to spend on the car.
And they're also on this thing called the constructors table. Now, I say that because I really don't understand it, but they're a place up.
Can make rules.
With the F1, FIA.
Hmm. Okay. Winner, big winner, Haas. First season, 29 points. I don't think so, it's going to happen again.
They're not going to get that
happen again, because now it's going to be their second season. But damn it, winning points in front of teams like Manor, they the Ferrari package did a good job.
But the beginning of the year, they also had better stuff, right?
When they hadn't developed. The other guys were settling down. Okay, Roman Grosjean did a good job in that Haas. Okay, Esteban Gutierrez, I think he's a big loser. He had a whole lot to say to Gene Haas in the dressing room, and things are not going well between them. Okay, he was throwing his gloves around, throwing his helmet around. I think he's out of Haas. I think he's out of seat too. Loser, Ferrari.
Why?
Man, they just fired James Allison, their technical director. They're going axing people. Their boss says that a car which does not win is not really a Ferrari. Okay, Sebastian is squirming on it. In a seat, okay.
At any rate, he performed better than Kimi.
Just barely. Okay, Kimi is unshakable. However, Sebastian was not very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mauricio Arriva-Benet looks really tense all the time. So, I don't know.
Did they come in second?
No, they came in third.
In the constructors, Red Bull's second.
Yes, that's
fuck. Okay, I see.
That's what I'm saying. Ferrari is a pretty darn big loser over here.
That kind of sucks, you know, because...
Really? Not for me.
You don't like Ferrari?
No, I just don't like the fact that they get money for historical purposes. Like, it's been a long-standing team, so they get a huge chunk of money. So does Williams like that. And that puts other teams at a disadvantage. Having said that, they're talking about revamping this whole thing next season. So we'll know what happens next season. Actually, we'll keep you updated to it.
Yep.
Because a lot is happening. Okay, loser, Jenson Button?
Really? I think Jenson Button's not the loser as much as his team is the loser.
McLaren?
Because they gave him a shit-ass car that kept breaking down.
But Alonso kept finishing 10th in that car.
You're right. It's not deniable, but Button really tried his ass off, man.
And the way he went out with a blown up car, I didn't like that. So Jenson Button, say whatever you want, he was a loser this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he retired. But if Alonso is linked to Mercedes, then they're going to call just Jenson Button back because they need an experienced driver in that car alongside Stoffel Van Dorn.
Stoffel Van Dorn? Driver?
Yeah, he's a driver. He's coming from GP2. He's a champion. Let's see what he does.
Well, provided McLaren gets their car together, I mean, the car has still been underperforming.
Yeah, and that Honda brick in it is a brick. So that's a roundup for winners and losers. Anything to add?
No, I don't think I can.
All right, folks. You gone through our list? What do you think about it? Please let us know. Put it in the comment section below. Or you can mail it to us. Actually, tweet it out to us or Facebook message it to us.
And like this video.
If you like it.
Don't dislike it if you do. Just click away. Be a nice person.
And if you're listening to it in podcast format, there is a like button there too. Please do like it.
And share it.
I think we said enough.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nice music.
Thank you. And... I had to say something. Yes, as my producers asked me to tell you, this show is available on as a podcast on Audioboom and iTunes, and as a video on YouTube. So please subscribe to us, and we'll bring more content like this to you. Thank you for listening and watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.